Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Wednesday, October 21st. Boy, it's been a long time since I've done an episode. Sorry about that. I'm coming to you all the way from Maui, Hawaii, actually doing this episode in my car right now. I've been trying to get an episode in for the past few weeks, trying to find a quiet spot to do it where I wasn't distracted by family or kids, and that was just absolutely impossible. So this is the one quiet place in the day that I have all to myself. There's no kids or family around with me, so I'm going ahead and do this. I'm going to go ahead and do this episode right now. I want to, first of all, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to recap a little bit of what I talked about yesterday on a webinar that I did called Let's Crush Emotional Eating. You know, emotional eating is a big problem for so many of students that I have all across the world that are trying to achieve their dream body. They're trying to get better results, whether it's getting leaner or building more muscle. They're sabotaging themselves with their eating, specifically emotional eating. What happens when you start feeling tired and you start feeling lazy or you start feeling sad or even happy? Do you have the habit of eating things that don't support your current training goals? If that's you, then emotional eating is something you want to learn how to overcome. In the webinar, I talked about three must-eat meals that you got to eat. If you eat these things, you will do such a good job at blocking the things that trigger emotional eating. And most common thing is hunger. Now, how do you get hungry? Number one is not having enough food. That's pretty easy to understand. But really what it boils down to is not having enough energy and nutrients. Energy and nutrients. You know, you can have a lot of energy. You ever eat something and you can just keep eating it and eating it and eating it and eating it and eating it, and even though it has lots and lots and lots of calories, you just don't seem to get full? There's a reason for that. You're not being fully nourished. You're not giving your body all the components that it needs to be able to do its job. So you're still going to be malnourished. That's what we call high calorie, low nourishment. That means over calorie, undernourished. You want to eat foods that are loaded with nutrients, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, phytonutrients. Where do you get those? Best source, living whole foods. So the three must-eat meals, and I'm going to show you where to get the webinar playback, the replay for it, so you can watch the entire webinar. But the three ones that you want to have is the first meal of the day. That goes without saying. Doesn't matter when you have your meal. Doesn't matter if it's right after you wake up or if you are an intermittent faster and you don't like to eat until later on in the day. That's fine. But you got to make sure that you make that first meal of the day full, loaded with whole plant-based foods. Loaded to the point of fullness. That's why I like to start with a big, huge smoothie in the morning. Second most important meal, I'm not going to say it's ranked in importance. I'm just going to say it's important. There's three super important meals. The third one is going to be the meal right after your workout. So you want to make sure that that's loaded with nutrients. And I'm going to also suggest you put a big protein in there. You know, things like tofu, tempeh, seitan, vegan protein powder, things like that. Loaded with protein in addition to tons and tons of whole food nutrients. And then the last meal of the day, not usually talking about dinner. This is usually the meal that makes or breaks people when it comes to body transformation. It's the last meal of the day. You know the meal I'm talking about. It's usually between dinner and bedtime. Dinner and before you go to bed, I am positive most people, and that's probably you listening to this right now, you take a trip to the refrigerator, don't you? And you look at what's convenient. What do you feel like eating? And that's typically what kills people. That means that I know so many people that do so good during the entire day. They work out, they exercise, and they eat really well. They're sticking with their plan, and then they completely blow it with that one stupid little snack that they have right before bed after dinner time. And it just kills them. It robs you of your results. So what you do is this. Since if you did a good job of getting all your nutrients in during the day, that last meal, what I'm going to suggest that you do is you make it a big protein meal. Big protein. I go over a recipe that I love that's easy to do, because usually for that last meal of the day, most people are searching for things that are just convenient. That's why they like to open the refrigerator door and grab what whatever seems convenient for them. So it's important, it's very important that what you end up eating not only supports your fitness goals, that means doesn't get you any fatter, it's also easy to make. There's this cool little tofu recipe there. Now, you can choose to use seitan, you could use tempeh or any other vegan protein that you like. If you don't like, if you're afraid of tofu, that's fine. That's fine. There's quite a few options. You can do some good Google searches to find some good recipes, but have a big protein meal. And when I say meal, I mean meal, not a snack. Have a meal. So that way it kills all further cravings that you might have for anything else. See, if you have that, especially if you're doing workouts that are helping you build muscle, it'll just support the growth of your muscle. And it also won't get you any fatter. So I've got a couple more things that I discuss in the webinar. I'm going to encourage you to go to the webinar replay, but I want to make sure that if you're someone who suffers from emotional eating, get at least those three meals in every single day. Make sure that they're incredibly nutritious, highly nourishing, lots of whole foods, lots of plant stuff. The more raw, the better. That last meal of the day, make it a big protein meal and see what kind of difference it makes in how well you stick with your plan. See, what this is for, it's designed to help you stick with your plan. And that's what usually stops people from achieving their results, is they have the intent to follow a plan, but they don't actually stick 100% to the plan. And when you don't stick to a plan, or let me put it this way, when you do your program half-assed, you only get half-assed results, or worse, you got to do it 100%. And you know that that's true. Where you go to get the replay, and it's not going to be around for very long, you got to go to thomastadlock.com/replay. Easy. thomastadlock.com/replay. And I've got a special offer for you also. If you decide to go there and you're listening to this podcast right now, go there right now and you can get yourself a coupon code for 25% off of some of our most popular vegan body transformation programs. And there's also an opportunity for you to get an additional 5% off, so you can get an additional 5% off if you'd be so happy to watch the webinar and give me your three biggest highlights of how much you liked it. We might consider doing this on a regular basis. We'll have more webinars out there. If we get a good enough response and people like it, if people don't like it, we won't do it. Simple as that. If you have any ideas for future webinars, please send them my way. I'd greatly appreciate your feedback, and I'd like to know what it is that you want to learn. I don't want to teach you stuff that you don't want to learn. I hope you enjoy this podcast. I want to thank you so much for it. Feel free to download your free muscle building guide. Go to veganmusclebook.com. Also, we have another free course. It's a course on how to raise your metabolism today. It's a 40-minute audio training. Again, you can get that at veganbodyrevolution.com. Also, we're going to be doing our next Metabolic Mastery Intensive 2-day live event in Austin, Texas. We're looking sometime between November and December. Once we've finalized the date and the venue, I'll be sending out an early bird announcement for it. When you do get that announcement and you want to come to this, I'm telling you, it'll change your life. You want to be the first to get in on it, because we only have 30 spots for the whole seminar. This particular one, the room only fits 30 people. That's why there's a limit like that. So when we send out that email, you want to make sure that you jump on it. And if you want to, get on that list, get the metabolism course, and we will send an early bird announcement to everybody who downloaded the free metabolism course. We'll send it to those folks first if you want to get in on it, okay? Stay tuned for the next episode coming up. I'm not sure when that's going to happen. Hopefully it'll happen very, very soon, but I'm going to do a full recap on the International Plant-Based Nutrition Healthcare Conference. It is the premier conference where some of the greatest plant-based physicians, medical doctors all over the world come together and share their greatest research, their greatest findings, and their greatest practices to help other physicians be able to treat their patients using a plant-based approach. We had the honor of having my wife, the vegan medical doctor, be the only female plant-based physician presenting, and she absolutely rocked the house. I'll be doing a full summary of that in the next episode. So stay tuned for that. Thank you again for watching. My name is Thomas Tadlock, and I will catch you on the next podcast.